This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
Grand Rising. My name is Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen. Today is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is a day to remember, to learn, and to honor residential school survivors and the little children who never made it home. I am so glad to be joining you today and sharing the conversations we have for you. I'm going to be with you for the next few hours, so here's a little bit about myself. I am an Afro-Indigenous musician from Tikaronto, Toronto. I'm part Mohawk and part West Indian. I've been a recording artist for 30 years, and my latest album is called Pathways. On this, the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation, we are bringing you A Day to Listen right here on this station. It is a partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. I am Julian Taylor, and I'll be back in a bit.
I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. And I see you. Your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. And I see you. There's nothing like your touch. It's the way you lift me up. Yeah, and I'll be right here with you till the end. I got my peaches out in Georgia. Oh yeah. I get my weed from California. That's that. I took my chick up to the north. Yeah. I get my light right from the source. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
You ain't sure yet. Yeah. But I'm for ya. All I could want, all I could wish for. Nights alone that we miss more. The days we save as souvenirs. There's no time, I wanna make more time. And give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I get the feeling, so I'm sure. And in my hand because I'm yours. I can't pretend, I can't ignore you right from me. Don't think you wanna know just where I've been. Oh.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. My light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it. I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah. I get my light right from the source, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Hello, my name is Julian Taylor, and I'll be your host right up to 2 p.m. I am from Tikaronto, Toronto, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist, musician, songwriter, and performer. I've been doing it for 30 years and love it. I love people, I love stories, I love culture, and I love radio. Coming up, I'm speaking with an Olympian who is the first person to go to the Olympic Games from the Kainai Nation in Alberta.
Night of my life, and wherever it takes.
Today, radio stations throughout Canada join together to promote listening, learning, and taking reconciliation action. Join us at adaytolisten.ca.
Till now, always come by on my own. I never really cared until I met you.
It's Roz and Mocha. Today, KISS sounds a little different. It's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, when every year on this day, radio stations throughout Canada come together to acknowledge the past and take reconciliation action by amplifying Indigenous voices and learn about Indigenous languages, teachings, and traditions.
This year's theme is All Our Relations with hosts Kim Wheeler, Julian Taylor, and January Rogers. We'll hear stories and interviews from Indigenous community leaders, artists, creators, elders, and more on culture and community and how we are all connected.
We're proud to participate in A Day to Listen 2024 in partnership with Gord Downey and Chani Wenjack Fund.
To find out more about A Day to Listen and what you can do to help, go to the KISS website.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
In a world where savings are rare, one optical store is changing the game. Vogue Optical is bringing back the ultimate sale. 50% off every frame in the store.
Yep, every frame, 50% off. Don't wait, this deal won't last forever. Hurry in to your nearest Vogue Optical location and get 50% off your new frames today. See store for details.
When you really care about someone, you shout it from the mountaintops. So on behalf of Desjardins Insurance, I'm standing 20,000 feet above sea level to tell our clients that we really care about you. Home and auto insurance personalized to your needs. Weird, I don't remember saying that part. Visit Desjardins.com/care and get insurance that's really big on care. Did I mention that we care?
A delicious new deal is at Tim's. $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich when you buy any size hot or iced coffee. You heard that right. Just $3 for a classic breakfast sandwich with Canada's favorite coffee. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tim's.
From London to New York and around the world. From the stage to the big screen, the worldwide phenomenon returns. The original record-breaking production returns to Toronto. Mamma Mia. Celebrate the 25th anniversary of the most exhilarating smash hit musical ever. Fall in love all over again with Mamma Mia. Coming to the CAA Ed Mirvish Theatre October 8th through November 10th. Get tickets at Mirvish.com.
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Blippi is ready to rock and wants you to be part of the fun. With Blippi, join the band tour.
I'm an excavator.
Featuring a live band on stage. Get ready to learn about rhythm, music, and instruments. Two shows, Sunday, October 20th, 2 and 6 p.m. at Living Arts Center. Reserved seats are on sale now at livingartscenter.ca. Grab your instruments, turn on your microphone, and move those feet. Blippi, join the band tour.
Ever wonder why affording a home in the GTA seems impossible? It's because government fees and taxes add 25% to the cost of a new home. It's because new home buyers are disqualified from the federal HST rebate. It's because municipal approvals delay new home builds by 2 years or more, adding significant cost. Tell governments to do something to make your dream of home ownership possible. Go to buildgta.ca/do something. A message from Bill GTA.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are back.
I love that.
Oh my gosh! Welcome!
And last season's drama was just the tip of the iceberg.
You're recording us? I am disgusted!
Never in a million years after everything we've been through did I think that you would reach out to our sworn enemy.
We were friends! How could you do this to me?
I don't trust her.
The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Wednesdays at 9 on Bravo, or stream it on City TV Plus.
If you're new to Canada, apply for a Rogers Red MasterCard for 3% cashback value. For select countries, Rogers Bank considers your credit history from back home. Learn more at rogersbank.com.
What can you do? It's pretty simple. You can listen, and you can take Reconcilia action. For more information, visit adaytolisten.ca.
I can taste it. Our final odyssey.
Amplifying Indigenous voices, this is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Sego, I'm Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen. Along with my co-hosts, January Rogers and Kim Wheeler, we are bringing you excerpts of conversations with movers, shakers, role models, knowledge keepers, and all kinds of inspirational people. To hear the full conversations, check them out at adaytolisten.ca. I cannot wait for you to hear some of these conversations I'm going to bring to you. So make sure you stay tuned. I'm Julian Taylor.
Baby, you're all I need. Baby, you're all I see. Missing the touch of your skin, I want it, babe, I'm on my knees. Feeling you touching me, baby, it's bittersweet. Cause I want it bad, but I never thought your touch would make me bleed. All you do is talk, what you say, say, say. Wanna walk away, baby, wait, wait, wait. Sick of all the games, girl, you play, play, play. But baby, loving you ain't easy. It's all it takes. Loving the touch of your body, baby. Bring it over here. Loving it higher state. Loving until we hate. Pushing until we break out. Oh, your heart don't disappear. Loving you ain't easy. It's fire and then it's rain. It's fire and then it's rain. I said loving you.
This is a day to listen. I'm Julian Taylor, and I was really excited to speak with my first guest, Apollo Hess, who had just returned from the 2024 Paris Olympics. Apollo is part of K Canada's Olympic swim team and is the first person from Kainai Nation to go to the Olympics. This 22-year-old was named to the Olympic team after placing second in the men's 100-meter breaststroke at the 2024 Olympic swimming trials. Let's find out a little bit more about Apollo.
My name is Apollo Hess from Lethbridge, Alberta, kind of a smaller city about 2 hours south of Calgary. So I grew up with two brothers and a single mother. Yeah, that was kind of my family life growing up a little bit. I participated in pretty much every single sport you could think of. Did a little bit of everything, did some speech and drama lessons. Me and my brothers all played different instruments growing up. I played the cello. I kind of got into swimming when I was six, and then fully committed to it when I was 14. And that's kind of where my swimming story begins. In the last year, it was really, really rough. I definitely had more down moments than ups, even though it ended up going well. But yeah, so in September of last year, I moved from Lethbridge, Alberta, my hometown, to Toronto, Ontario. And I was invited to swim at the National High Performance Center. So the Olympics for me was so crazy. It just really like flew by. I think I did a great job just staying in the moment. And those are going to be some memories that I'll be able to remember forever and just cherish forever. So for me, it was really great. I got to meet some people that I've only ever seen on TV before. I just made so many new friends and so many new memories. It was really just great.
We all have our gifts, but sometimes it's not always easy to find them or embrace them. Coming up, Apollo will share some of his struggles to qualify for the Olympic team. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is A Day to Listen.
Show us.
We can build a better Canada by taking a day to listen. For more, visit adaytolisten.ca.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Acknowledge the true history of this land and take meaningful action toward reconciliation. A Day to Listen is about amplifying Indigenous voices, sharing Indigenous art and culture, and preserving Indigenous stories for future generations. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Baby born a Birkin, she's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind, I ain't forget.
Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the two to the three to the four. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two-stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay. They don't got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
This is A Day to Listen 2024 with your host, Julian Taylor.
All day, we are bringing you conversations with a lot of interesting Indigenous people. If you missed any of them or want to hear full versions of the conversations, you can find them online at adaytolisten.ca. How you doing? I'm Julian Taylor, and I just released a brand new record called Pathways. I'm touring it this fall, so if you want to check me out, juliantaylormusic.ca. Coming up, more from my conversation with Olympic swimmer Apollo Hess, right here on A Day to Listen.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all.
September 30th is the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is also a day to listen when hundreds of radio stations come together in partnership with the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. While we have been chatting with residential school survivors, and will throughout the day, we are also bringing you inspirational stories so you know that we are still here as Indigenous people. This is one of those stories. Apollo Hess is the first person from the Kainai Nation to qualify for the Olympics. I spoke with Apollo shortly after he returned from the Olympic Games and was finally having a bit of a holiday after a six-month grind in preparation for his Olympic debut. This is Apollo on the road to the Olympics.
The National High Performance Center is in Toronto, and well, technically in Scarborough. But before I moved away, I had to take about 3.5 months off of training. And I got a job working for an arborist in Lethbridge. And I saved up some money so I could afford to move away. I thought things were going pretty well. I mean, I was enjoying myself and all that for the first 3 months. But then come December, we went to the U.S. Open National Championships in North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I swam pretty poorly. And so that was kind of a little bit of a reality check. And then a month later, at the beginning of January, I swam at the TYR Pro Series in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And I also swam, I did pretty poorly again there. And that's when things kind of started to change for me. I had to put myself in a different space mentally and in the pool. Something just kind of switched after that one in January. And I started to feel a little bit of momentum. I was doing things in practice I'd never done before, just always pushing myself to the limits. Yeah, my training started progressing. My times in races started progressing. And this was all good. And I was preparing for the Canadian Open Championships at the beginning of April. And then also the Canadian Olympic Trials in May. And during Easter weekend, I went to one of my roommate's house for Easter dinner. And she had a basketball hoop and two brothers. And they asked me if I wanted to go shoot around. And so, like, naturally, growing up as an athlete, there's kind of only one answer to that. And so started shooting around. Then it turned into, like, 3-on-3. Ended up having, like, a really bad sprained ankle and couldn't walk. That was about a week out of the Canadian Open Championships. So pretty big building block of a meet. And then, so I couldn't really walk. I swam pretty poorly there. I had to tell my coaches that I fell down the stairs. I didn't want them to know I played basketball. That created a lot of doubts in my head. Going into Olympic trials, I kind of approached it with the mentality that I didn't have anything to lose, and I was just going to put my best foot forward, and that's all I could do. I accepted the fact that missing the Olympic team and not achieving my dreams was honestly probably less likely to make it than to miss it. So yeah, I guess for like the last 8 years, I've been dreaming about making the Olympics, and I put so much pressure on myself to do it. Once I made it, that's when like the pressure is kind of gone. And then I'm like, all right, I made it this far. Really hard to put into words, but there was less stress about the Olympics than Olympic trials.
I cannot imagine the pressure there is to push your body to its physical limits and have this dream that is so unattainable for so many. But Apollo Hess has overcome roadblocks, and he did it. He can forever call himself an Olympian, and that is so cool. And wow, this is a day to listen, and I am your host, Julian Taylor.
Time keeps rolling, rolling. I keep hoping, hoping. I got a ways to go. The only thing we can't control is
take me back to riding bikes around the cul-de-sac and jumping over sidewalk cracks with my brother after school. We had never knew we would grow up so fast, and summers underneath the sun don't last, even if you want them to. And suddenly I woke up one day looking more like my dad. The world don't seem so big no more, and I gotta face the facts.
here, I bet he'd tell you the only thing you can't get back is
reconciliation begins with an open heart and an open mind. Listen and learn. A Day to Listen, a commitment from radio stations throughout Turtle Island in partnership with the Gore Downie and Johnny Wenjack Fund. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
Booster Juice has a secret. It's a secret menu of secret smoothies you can only see on the Booster Rewards app. Oh, wait, guess it's not a secret anymore. Visit any Booster Juice and ask for the Ocean's Tide, the Berry Bloom, the Raspberry Rapture, the Strawberry Dip, or the Go Mango, made with mangoes, pineapple, and yogurt. The Secrets app. Tell anyone you want. Find the exclusive secret smoothie menu on the Booster Rewards app and sneak into a Booster Juice near you.
The Joker is a monster.
I just want to blow it all up.
This Friday.
His depraved acts of violence led to riots by his followers.
Nobody knew I existed. But look around. Look at all these people. Who do you think they see?
He can do anything he wants. You're Joker.
Joker. Only in theaters Friday.
Want to learn to win big? Want sports betting skills and knowledge? Want to become a parlay king? Enroll in Gambling School today. Call 1-855-WINS-101.
Gambling School isn't real. No amount of studying can guarantee a win. Learn more at gamblingisrandom.ca. A message from the Responsible Gambling Council.
My name's Jason, and I said yes to the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard because I get rewarded for paying down my card balance. It's pretty amazing. I can then use my points towards gift cards, which are perfect gifts for my niece and nephew. They'd love some new fall outfits, and I know my sister would appreciate it too.
Get rewarded with the Capital One Smart Rewards MasterCard. Visit CapitalOne.ca for more details. You've got this. We've got you.
What's your favorite dish at Cora?
The one that's $15.
That's helpful. The spinach and cheddar omelet is $15. The banana waffle is $15. The 10-star skillet is $15. The ham benedictine is $15. And the surprise, also $15.
Yeah, like I said, the one that's $15.
Come enjoy one of five mouth-watering dishes for just $15. Until October 6th, dine-in only. I do breakfast at Cora's Breakfast and Lunch with our Favorites at $15 promotion.
There's a place where it's all happening. A place that's rebuilding its economy by connecting northern mines with southern manufacturing might. A place with over $44 billion in new investments in the first electric vehicle and battery plants in Canada. Where more people are working today, taking home bigger paychecks. That place is Ontario. Learn more at ontario.ca/rebuildingoureconomy. Paid for by the Government of Ontario.
Ugh, these vacation prices are really adding up. Flights? Hotels?
Are your vacation plans going off-road? I'm a Sunwing Financial Advisor, saving you money while giving you more.
Did you say Fly-nancial Advisor?
Yeah, Sunwing Financial Advisor. There are thousands of us across Canada cracking the code on vacation savings so you can crack open that SPF.
Huh, that makes so much financial sense.
Book with your local travel advisor or at...
Mondays on City TV.
My heart is racing.
Life moves forward.
It's a scene I've seen so many times.
Love finds a way.
And this time, it's me.
It's Jones time.
I am greeting the next love of my life.
For another chance at love.
I'm not scared anymore. I'm ready for the journey to begin.
The Golden Bachelorette. All new. Mondays 8, 7 Central on City TV or stream it on City TV Plus.
Swish LA's Thanksgiving Feast is back. Our famous rotisserie chicken, cranberry, stuffing, and a slice of one of our signature pies. Hurry, ends October 14th. The Thanksgiving Feast, only $17.99, only at Swish LA. White meat, taxes, and upgrades extra at participating locations.
Switch to Freedom and get the amazing iPhone 16 Pro. Plus, add 50 gigs for just $35 a month. Conditions apply. Details at freedommobile.ca.
DKISFM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box to the left. In the closet, that's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch and keep talking and that's fine. But could you walk and talk at the same time? Then it's my name that's on that tag. You can move your back, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front door, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to say.
Something powerful. You can listen. Join us in honoring the voices and experiences of Indigenous people throughout Canada. Today is a day to listen. Find more at adaytolisten.ca.
down. Yeah, yeah, I know. I've heard that they let you feel in shows. It's the only way to make friendships grow. But I'm too afraid now. Yeah, yeah.
Amplifying Indigenous voices. This is a day to listen. In partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund.
Grand Rising to you. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is a day to listen. I am so glad you're spending time with me on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. It is my honor to be joining you today in partnership with the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. On this day, radio stations across Canada come together to air a day to listen. It is an initiative of the Gord Downie and Shawnee Wenjack Fund. Gord Downie was a legendary frontman in the iconic Canadian band, The Tragically Hip. He encouraged Canadians to do something when it came to reconciliation in this country. And I hope you are enjoying our conversations with incredible Indigenous people on this land that we share. To hear all of the conversations, please head to adaytolisten.ca.
Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute, but I got something to tell you. Listen.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. You need to sit down, this may take a while. See this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled. I'm reminded when I look at you,
baby. You remind me of a girl that I once knew. See a face whenever I look.
She was the one for me, till I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be. Why I just can't get it. I know it's so unfair.
This is why I just can't get with you.
Welcome back. I'm Julian Taylor, and I am an Afro-Indigenous artist from Toronto. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what that means to me. And for me, it means that we are also still here. We are all brothers, sisters, aunties, uncles, cousins, children, daughters, sons, and we are all related. This year, the theme for these conversations that I've had with many First Nations people across Turtle Island is all my relations, and that is very important to me as well. It is a reminder that we are all connected to everything and everyone around us, and to move forward with kindness, love, and respect. A Day to Listen is a broadcast in partnership with the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund. Chaney Wenjack was an Anishinaabe boy who ran away from the Cecilia Jeffrey Residential School in 1966, hoping to find his way home, 600 kilometers away. He didn't make it home, but his legacy lives on in the work we're doing together here today, educating Canadians on the true history of Indigenous people and the lasting impacts of residential schools. Today, the Gord Downie and Chaney Wenjack Fund honors the legacies of Chaney and Gord by sending tools and resources to educators from coast to coast to coast to help them not only teach the true history of residential schools and their colonial policies, but also the richness, diversity, and strength of Indigenous cultures. Learn more about how you can support this important work at downiewenjack.ca.
I can't really
There is a path to a better future. It starts with you. Today is a day to listen.